Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I just got off an interview on a program, Celebrate Colorado, with Roger Allen, to air Sunday night on the Colorado Radio Network, which is mostly in the mountains and up north, Longmont, Fort Collins, Vail, and in Denver, too, on, let's see, this will be Sunday, 10 p.m., but it's also going to air at other times over the weekend on AM 1060. And it's interesting because Senator Steve Ward, who introduced the bill, sponsored the bill that I testified regarding yesterday at the Capitol, he was also on the program. So Roger Allen interviewed me, and in the course of about a 20-minute interview, Steve Ward came on for about 5 minutes, and he was apparently annoyed. I'm not quite sure why, but we talked through the bill and that the Collaborators Project, Colorado Right to Life, there's no opposition to this bill that you shouldn't be allowed to harass people in their homes. The only opposition is to the size of the signs, which is too small. That's an infringement on free speech rights. So when you're on a legal protest, you shouldn't have to hold artificially limited signs. Of course, if you had a 10-foot sign, it might fall on somebody, or an overly large sign might block the driver's view. But this 3 square feet, 2 feet wide, 1 foot, 1.5 feet tall, it's just absurdly limited. And so hopefully the ACLU has been contacted. Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project, has asked the ACLU to intervene and to lobby the Colorado Senate for an amendment to this bill. And so Senator Steve Ward was upset. Now, our presentation and our testimony against the bill has received a good amount of news coverage. The best is on Channel 7 News in Denver. In fact, it's on their website, thedenverchannel.com, and Abortion Protesters Get Limits. And there's a video report that aired last night on Channel 7 that basically quotes us saying that we are expressing our outrage that and there will be no child killing with tranquility. So yeah, this is a horrendous invasion of privacy, but we will exploit the loophole in the law, and we will continue. We have been protesting for the past 20 years, and we will continue protesting for the next 20 years or 30, or as long as Planned Parenthood is killing children at this new facility built by the Weitz Company, the abortion clinic. It's called Auschwitz. Auschwitz.com. You can look it up online. And so unless American Right to Life succeeds and abortion is banned in this country, then we'll be able to stop the protest. So this was reported by the Denver Post today, the Boulder Daily Camera, and most of the TV news stations, but the best is out there at 7 News, if you want to see that, and we will put a link to that from our website at kgov.com. Now, tomorrow and Saturday, important events are going on. I'll be at the Capitol for much of the day because there's a Pastor's Day at the Capitol. And so, of course, we are there often. I'm a registered lobbyist down at the Capitol, and the Colorado Right to Life headquarters, the office, is just 2 doors down from the Capitol. It's just the half a block over from the Capitol on Grant Street and Colfax. So I'll be there for the Pastor's Day at the Capitol, but then I'm going to leave that early because Keith Mason, the campaign manager for Colorado's personhood amendment effort, he has scheduled just an extraordinary event downtown Denver, and I'm going to bring my son Zachary. I'm going to go with Zachary. I don't know other friends of ours, folks at Denver Bible Church, if they'll be going, but you're invited too. Now, this movie is coming out tomorrow, the Denver premiere of Horton Hears a Who, the Dr. Seuss book by that name, Horton Hears a Who. That, you know, when is the last time we bought a copy of that book? We have seven boys, and four of them are too old to read a story like that too, but three are still pretty young, and we bought our most recent copy of that book about 3 months ago, and we reread that story to our three youngest boys, and of course they love it. And it's about this elephant that hears a voice out of a little speck, and he then does everything he can to try to protect the tiny person in that speck. And the slogan through the book, the refrain is, a person is a person no matter how small. And it turns out it's not just one person, but there's a whole village, a city of people who are whos. They're not Watts. They're not things. They're not Watts. They're whos. So it's Whoville. And Horton the elephant, Horton hears a who, and a person is a person no matter how small. So the Denver premiere of Horton Hears a Who is 2 o'clock downtown Denver at the United Artists Pavilion, and that's right above Maggiano's Italian restaurant, Maggiano's Little Italy, where we've held Colorado Right to Life events and a great fundraising dinner with Judy Brown last April. Now, isn't it something? This April's right around the corner, and Judy Brown will be here again April 4th in Denver, Friday night at 7 o'clock at Cinzetti's, and that's to raise funds specifically for the Colorado Personhood Amendment effort to get the 76,000 valid signatures to put that on the ballot in November. And so if you're interested in going to that, you can call Colorado Right to Life to hear Judy Brown speak. What a hero she is. And if ever you can't reach Colorado Right to Life or you don't remember their phone number, of course you can call us, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We are always happy to pass on some information to any of the strong pro-life groups in Colorado or around the country. And so if you'd like to go Friday night, April 4th, to Cinzetti's, where's that? That's in Thornton? Cinzetti's, right off of I-25 and 104th. Hey, how many people in the studio audience are going to be there? One, two, three. All right, that's not bad. How about the rest of you guys? Come on. Yeah, Friday night, 7 o'clock, April 4th. So, yeah, I'm going to go. I'll be there. And it's $100 a plate. So that's expensive, right? That really, you know, that makes it difficult for some people to go, but this is a fundraiser. The goal, this is a battle we're in. We're in a war against people who kill children, and we need funds to get this personhood amendment on the ballot. And so quite often you have a banquet and an expensive hotel, and it costs a fortune just to be there. So Colorado Right to Life is having this fundraising dinner at a less expensive venue that has much better food than your typical banquet meal, Cinzetti's. I mean, the food is fabulous. And that's from somebody who grew up on Italian cooking back east. Cheryl and I love to go to Little Italy in New York City. We like to go to our favorite restaurant there is Paisano's. But this is Cinzetti's. And it's Friday night, April 4th at 7 o'clock. Come out to hear Judy Brown speak and call Colorado Right to Life to make a reservation, 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. So Judy just came out last April. We met at Maggiano's for that fundraiser. It was a tremendous success, by the way. 100 people, $100 a plate, and it just went so well. And so now April 4th. But anyway, and then Saturday night, April 5th, Judy will be down in Colorado Springs at 6:30 for a fundraising dinner down there. And you could call go online to the ColoradoForEqualRights.com website, or Donna at Colorado Rights Alive. She'll be happy to take your reservation for that event also. Now, so I mentioned Maggiano's because upstairs on the 16th Street Mall at Tremont there, upstairs is this theater, United Artists Pavilion, and that's where the Denver premiere of Horton Hears a Who will be, 2 o'clock, and at 1:15, pro-lifers are going to meet on the 16th Street Mall in front of the pavilions, and they're going to be on the mall collecting signatures, and at 2 o'clock, they're going to go in and watch the movie, if you could get tickets. You might want to buy your tickets online in advance. So it's going to be a blast, and Lord willing, I'm going to be there. I'm going to bring our 10-year-old son, Zachary. He will love the movie, I'm sure. And it's Horton Hears a Who. A person is a person, no matter how small. Then the next day, Saturday, and again, I'm reading from an email from the campaign manager, Keith Mason, who is letting people know what's coming up. So tomorrow, 1:15 at the 16th Street Mall. I said Tremont, it's Glenarm, right? Glenarm, Maggiano's, Glenarm, 16th Street Mall, and United Artists. 1:15 for signatures, 2 o'clock to see the movie. Oh, and they're going to have T-shirts for $10, a suggested donation, $10, green T-shirts that say a person is a person no matter how small. See how that goes. That'll be fun. And then Saturday, March 15th, that's the next day, at 8 in the morning, well, there's the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and we're going to meet at the corner of Blake Street and 23rd. Please get a green campaign T-shirt. They're free, but there's a suggested donation. And what an opportunity to get thousands of signatures in one day. Thousands. If we could get 30 of us there, 30 of us at 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, March 15th, this Saturday, at Blake Street and 23rd, we could get thousands of signatures in one day. So please bring your blank petition. You don't have one? That's all right. You can get one there. Bring a piece of cardboard, like the size of a legal pad, so you could, in a couple rubber bands, to put your petition over the piece of cardboard. And, of course, you have to be a Colorado resident to get signatures. And you just ask people, are you a registered voter? Would you like to sign this petition? What petition is that? It's the pro-life petition. Have you signed the petition yet? Pro-life petition. And you'll collect 100 signatures. It'll be fun. Okay. Now we have a phone call from Westminster from the founder of Pro-Life Colorado, Joe Scott. Joe, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Great, Joe. What's the latest?
The latest is, so far this year, since the 22nd, we have 10 babies saved.
10 children saved since
yes.
The Roe v. Wade Day in January.
Yeah.
So, and these are women who were at the abortion clinic, usually in Denver at 20th and Vine, Planned Parenthood, scheduled to kill their baby, and you and other Christians, a number from Denver Bible Church, will intervene, and these women will change their minds.
That's right. But today was just an especially good day. One of the women that kept her baby about 7 months ago,
yeah.
I just got a phone call from her. She had left town, went to Texas. She's back.
Wait a minute. 7 months ago, a woman went to Planned Parenthood with a scheduled appointment to kill her baby. And you talked to her.
Yeah, she's from Ethiopia.
She's
it's very difficult for Ethiopian people to keep their babies because the community shuns them.
Oh, if they get pregnant outside of wedlock?
Right. Yeah, they're not taught not to have sex outside of marriage, but if they get pregnant, then the community shuns them. So it's very difficult
for
them.
That is difficult.
And I was able to sit with her and talk to her and comfort her, and she kept her baby. And then I kept in contact with her for about a month and a half, and she went back to Texas.
She went to Texas?
Yeah, to be with somebody that she knew there. And she's back in Colorado now, and she called me today, and she said, I just want you to know I'm so thankful that you talked me into keeping my baby. I'm so happy.
Wow.
I'm going to meet with her on Monday.
On Monday.
Yeah.
And Joe Scott, let me ask you, I don't know if you were able to hear the beginning of the show, but Horton Hears a Who, the movie, is coming out tomorrow on the 16th Street Mall.
That's right.
2 o'clock showing. Is there any chance Ken Scott or you will be there?
There is a chance. There is a chance that we might both be there. A chance. Well, I have to meet with, I have a meeting at noon. I don't know how long it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get out of that meeting and get down there, I'll be there.
All right, because Keith Mason has put out the word for folks, and there'll be green T-shirts. Green, you know, green, because St. Patty's Day weekend and all. Green T-shirts with the saying, a person is a person, no matter how small. And then it will also have the campaign's website, personhood2008.com.
Wow.
On the shirts. I think that's
I'm excited. I think that it's such an opportunity to get signatures, and we need them.
We need them. And then the next morning, all day, really, for as long as people can hang out during the St. Paddy's Day parade, the pro-lifers are meeting at Blake Street and 23rd to get signatures throughout the parade, and there's a real chance to get thousands of signatures at the parade if 30 of us will show up. Now, Joe, you'll be at the abortion clinic.
Yes, I will.
That time.
I won't be able to make that early anyway.
Tell me what time on Saturdays that people can go to the abortion clinic.
7:30 at 20th and Vine.
7:30.
At 20th and Vine. And I'm going to need help this weekend because we need as many people on the lines collecting signatures as possible, but we need a few at the abortion clinic.
That's right. So some people listening to this, maybe who's never gone to any such event in the past,
right,
can decide, hey, I'm going to go help get signatures. And someone else might say, I'm going to go help Joe Scott at 20th and Vine.
That's right.
Thank you, Joe. And tell that mom congratulations for us.
I will. I will. I'll take a picture.
All right. Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
Add it to your scrapbook. Okay, yeah. Let's go to Loveland, Colorado. Lori, welcome to Bubba and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Great, ma'am.
Hey, I'm just heading over to the King Supers in Loveland, Colorado.
Yep.
It's at the Orchards Shopping Center on 29th and Highway 287. And I was going to be over there till about 5 o'clock, so I just want your audience to let them know that if they have not yet signed a petition, I'm going to be out there. I have extra petitions with, so if somebody still needs to pick one up, I've got extra petitions with, and would love to see some encouraging and smiling faces out there.
Lori, isn't that great? And King Supers statewide has given permission to personhood petition circulators to be at their stores. Now, there are some rules, right? You have to stay about, 10, 15 feet away from the door.
12 feet away from the door, and then only talk to those people that are leaving the store.
As people are leaving, right.
I actually have a T-shirt on that says what I'm doing, and a lot of people that will come up to me. It says Colorado Human Life Amendment, and it says sign here.
Sign here with a line right on the shirt. You might get some autographs. So, Lori,
I'm looking for autographs on the petition.
Yeah, that's right. So, Lori, this is exciting. Let me tell you something you might not know unless you listen to one program we had a few months ago. But the producer of Bob and Yurt Live, Ray Graybar, his wife, Dorothy, worked at that King Supers for years. And she passed away just a few months ago. She's with the Lord. And Colorado Right to Life's awesome newsletter has an article in it written by her daughter, the current newsletter that people are just getting in the mail this week.
And I just got that, and I actually read that article last night. It was wonderful.
Wasn't it? Isn't it incredible? And this was written by her daughter, Michelle. It's a special tribute to Colorado Right to Life friend, Dorothy Graybar. And by the way, at Dorothy's funeral and in the newspaper obituary, there was a request from Dorothy and her husband, Ray, in lieu of flowers, please make a donation to Colorado Right to Life. And the family did present Colorado Right to Life with an incredible donation.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So, Lori, as you're there, if any workers come by, you might remember Dorothy's name, Dorothy Graybar, because a number of her coworkers came to the funeral.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. I'll have something to spark another conversation with them about.
That's right, if they knew Dorothy. All right. Hey, Lori, thanks for that information.
Oh, and I definitely want one of the Horton Hears a Person is a Person, No Matter How Small t-shirts you were talking about previously.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
That's awesome. I'm going to see what I can do to be down there on Saturday as well to hit the parade.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you know what? Those t-shirts will be available then also.
Oh, great.
All right.
I'll get one then.
May God
Thanks
bless
so
you,
much.
Lori. Thank you. Appreciate that call. 1-800-8-N-YARDS. 1-800-836-9278. So Lori's call, she is like 900 other people we know of in the state. Now, there may be more, but 900 more that we know of who have these personhood petitions, and will take some time, like a couple hours in the afternoon, to go to a Safeway. Safeways also allow people to go to their store. And if you go to the website, personhood2008.com, you could find out about suggestions for distribution points, where you could pick up a petition. Of course, you can call, and whether you get through or leave a message, you could call Colorado Right to Life and ask them to mail you a petition, a blank petition. And they have room on them for 79 signatures, but you don't have to fill them all out. You know, you might think, well, if I ask a few of my friends at church, a couple coworkers, maybe stand at a store for an hour, that's outside of my comfort zone, but maybe I could get 20 signatures. That's right. That's 20 signatures. You know, one of the biggest mistakes is doing nothing because we think we could only do a little. Please don't do nothing because you think you could only do a little. So you're one signature. Now, you can't sign your own petition, so don't do that. And just ask people, have you signed the petition yet? It's so easy to get signatures. And what I say is I say to people, have you signed the pro-life petition? And a good percentage of the people will come right over and sign it. It says right on the petition, define a person as from fertilization. And that's it. It's so simple. Okay. Now, our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. What I liked in the articles about the bill from yesterday, what I liked in the articles in the Denver Post, the Daily Camera, on Channel 4's website, and Channel 7, and others, and around the country, some of these have gone, is the quote from Gary Megison, vice president of the Weitz Company, who said in the past 7 months, because they're building Auschwitz, an abortion clinic in Denver. He says over the last 7 months, he has had protesters at his home 35 times. Twice, they grilled hamburgers and hot dogs. Hey, how about brats? We had brats too, right? Twice, they grilled hamburgers and hot dogs, most recently on Super Bowl Sunday. And then there are birthdays too. We'll be there for birthdays. And Senator Steve Ward, who sponsored this bill, Senate Bill 192 in Colorado, I was on a program that'll air this weekend on the Colorado Radio Network, and he was a bit upset. I'm not quite sure why, but he was a bit upset. And we pointed out that, you know, we're exploiting a loophole in the law, because this stuff, personally, I believe that this crosses the line of disturbing the peace. But our U.S. Supreme Court, our state Supreme Courts, our state legislators, they're ignorant. They don't understand that. So they don't understand that a child should be secure from being killed in the womb. So their lack of understanding of right and wrong reeks. And it gives us this massive loophole to implement the strategy of no child killing with tranquility, making people miserable in their neighborhoods, because kids are being killed by Planned Parenthood and others. So, and the testimony was that there's every expectation that the protest will continue for the next 20 years, just like they have for the last 20 years. So somebody wants to become an abortionist? Get ready for people protesting at your home on Christmas morning and New Year's, Thanksgiving. Easter, Mother's Day, July 4th of all days, Labor Day, Memorial Day. That's when we're there. Just when they don't want you to be there, that's when we're there. When they're off of work and at home and having family and friends over, that's when we're there. And on Super Bowl Sunday. So is it a commitment? Yeah, it's a commitment. Is it a major pain in the neck? For me, we have all these kids and grandkids, Cheryl and I, and we cherish the time we have with them. It is a major pain in the neck to go out on Christmas morning to an abortionist home or to a white executive's home. It is a major pain in the neck. The only thing that makes it okay is the fellowship we have with the other Christians who are there. We talk about the Bible, politics, morality, strategy. It's fun. It's a good time. It's a lot better than being at most Sunday school classes. I'll tell you that. You learn a lot more. And you get to interact with neighbors now and then. Sometimes it gets a little lively. Usually it's sort of boring. And the vast majority of Christians are just not going to ever do it. Not one time. Never mind on Christmas. Not even tomorrow at 2 o'clock on the 16th Street Mall. Not even Saturday morning at 8 o'clock at the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Not even tomorrow at 7:15, 7:30 at 20th and Vine in Denver. But there are Christians who will be there, and they will be blessed beyond measure in this life and in the next. And one day, we will have the victory, and the body of Christ again will have led the way to what is true and what is right. Women's rights? The feminist movement doesn't have a clue about women's rights. Go back 2,000 years ago in the Roman Empire when women were not allowed to testify in court and see Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul and the body of Christ teaching the world that women are equal in value and worth to God and to us. And that's why Christianity caught the imagination and the passion of a continent. So Christians need to show the way, guys. It's you and me and us. That's it. Following the Lord. So our website, kgov.com, and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school. Oh, and their toddler center is just beautiful. Check it out.